Vic's back flared up today, so he was not able to participate. So he spent the day with the trainers.
Mike, how do you describe the overall state of your depth on defense right now? It's a challenge.
I don't think we're even close to where we were at the hard times of last year. So now we feel very good about our backup players, our younger players. I feel like we have a full plan that we're taking into Carolina. So we feel very, very confident where we are from a health standpoint.
You got any encouraging signs on Tremont from the training room or anything?
I have not got an updated report on Tremont, but his workload increased today in the rehab session. So really how he responds from that. We'll have a lot to do to see if we'll be able to participate in tomorrow's practice.
Do you think it'll be one of those situations where he's going to want to really play and you might have to make a tough decision?
This is going to be a medical decision, and I'm going to give Tremont the full opportunity to play in the game. Like I said, I guess yesterday, if this was a seven-day work week, I would have probably declared Tremont out already because I don't think he would have made it in 7 days. But he definitely has a chance with it being 10 days from the Saints. Well, Eric Walton is really improved. As you know, he came to us in the middle of the season before the Jets game. So the opportunity to go through a training camp, you just see a much more consistent player. So I think he's very comfortable in our scheme and what we're asking him to do. I think he's a much improved player from last year. Absolutely. I mean, he's a young player that's still growing. And now he's comfortable. He doesn't have to think about what he has to do. It's he's out there playing football and reacting to the adjustments that the offense has given him.
After 1 week, Coach, is there anything you see statistically or on tape on the new kickoff for the player that changes the decisions of the runners, the return guy, coverage teams, or field position?
Well, in my opinion, no. I don't think it changes anything as far as how you approach it because everybody's playing under the same circumstances. Yeah, but it's obviously, they're kicking the ball closer to the end zone. There's going to be more touchbacks. I think that's we had four against the Saints, so that part of it, the numbers for returns will be down. But it's a different spacing for the coverage unit. There's no doubt about it. They're having to cover the ball deeper into the zone. So younger players on special teams, not as many reps as you've had in the past. So those are all things you could probably look to as potential factors in what happened in week one. But I wouldn't react a lot off of week one, but it is different. I mean, I think that's the obvious. So they're trying to limit the opportunities for the play because of the statistics, and I feel they've accomplished that.
Mike, Aaron's had some productivity with back shoulder throws in preseason and first game. Have you guys talked about using that a little more frequently, or is that just how things happen?
Well, back shoulder throws, you really don't want to ever get into the technical discussion about it because some people teach it differently and see it differently, but it really is a situational throw. You have to be careful, and we've talked about this. You have to be careful how much you use it too, and how it's used. It's used against the relationship of the DB with the receiver. So Aaron's extremely effective at it. I mean, he's has the arm strength and the accuracy to be very consistent with the throw, but you really have to watch. You don't use it too much.
Like, it seems kind of odd to be even mentioning it in September, but there's like a 35-degree difference between what it was today here and Carolina. Is heat a little bit of a concern?
I think it's good training. We just got to go the other way now. So we understand how temperatures change fast. Frankly, I think it's been awesome the last 2 days practicing out there. I'm used to waking up and it's what happened to the sunny mornings, and the sunlight is, has changed a lot. But I'm of the opinion when you practice in this type of weather, coming out of hot weather in as recent as 7 to 10 days, it's not going to be a real effect. I feel our players will be very fresh going into the game Sunday. Our understanding, they're calling for 75, 76 degrees with overcast skies. So I think that'll be great. They have us in the green shirts. We look better in green. So we're fine with it. I don't think heat will be an issue.
Okay.